Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. Now in our 24th year, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend David Gage. David is the founder of BMC Associates, and he's the author of the awesome book, The Partnership Charter, How to Start Outright with Your New Business Partnership or Fix the One You're In. And that's what he does all the time. He brings a lot of happiness, or at least, if not happiness, resolution, right? I mean, there's an old story, Jerry Clower used to say, you know, shoot up here amongst us, one of us needs some relief. You know, that's, and then there's another one, an old joke about, I don't want any more cheese, I just want out of the trap. And sometimes, that's what the rat says, right? I don't want any more cheese. I just want out of the trap. And sometimes partners are like that, aren't they?
They sure are.
How often do you go into a partnership and you say, "I can't. This partnership can't be saved. What do we have to do to dissolve it where we don't have where we can minimize the casualty list?"
Because it is not. I mean, it's okay when people decide that, you know, the game's over, let's stop this partnership for who knows how many reasons.
It's been a good run. Let's don't make it worse.
Run, yeah.
Isn't that one of the something that probably makes things worse is when people don't realize, you know what? And because see, this is the hardest thing for business owners. Stopping, ending something you're invested in is the hardest decision of any business owner.
It really is. And we had just 2 weeks ago, a woman called us. She owns a hair salon, and it's four women who own it, and she wants to go do something on her own.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, can you help us? What do we need, like 2 or 3 hours? We all get along. Do we just need 2 or 3 hours to figure out how to get out of this? And that's actually terribly naive, really.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, it's possible, but highly unlikely, because there's people.
If it was that simple, you ought to be able to figure it out on your own. Take a weekend to figure it out.
Exactly. There's a lot to work out, and it's really worthwhile, because if you can do it without conflict, oh my gosh, you've helped so many people. Think of your employees that you've helped. They don't want a partner war.
Right. No, that's exactly right. Well, that's the other thing, and that's one of the things. Don't you think some partners feel like they're stuck because they feel committed to their customers, to their, you know, they may not be mad at the other partner's family. They may love that family. They just don't like their partner.
Right.
And,
right.
But do you ever just recommend, you know, guys, you get along, I mean, and you actually work, you actually produce well together, you just don't like each other. How about if you just keep working and you communicate by email or something? Do you ever do something like that?
Yeah, they're
arms length. Stay at arms length. Like when your mother says, go to your rooms.
Right. And all you need are a few good rules that they can work out about how decisions are going to get made.
Yeah.
Because that's a tricky piece. But if they can work out some good rules for living at a greater distance, hey, what's wrong with that? As long as the company works and they're at a distance, let's just figure out how to do that.
I bet in your work you'll find it astonishing that you see the solution pretty quickly, and they've been right there the whole time, and they could never see it on their own. That's the reason they need somebody like you, isn't it?
Yeah, it does really work that way. When you're in the thick of it, it's hard to see the possibilities. And also, we've been working with partners and family businesses now for 31 years.
Wow.
you learn a lot from your clients.
You've seen it all, yeah.
You learn a lot. But I think, Jim, you have to remember, we go in, when we do that work of mediating conflicts, we are mediators, so we're careful not to go in and try to tell them what to do, because typically one side likes what you're saying and the other side rejects
right.
it, and,
right.
and that helps them get nowhere.
Your goal is to find out what people want and find a way to get them what they want, right? Both parties.
Exactly, and it's a lot of collaboration.
Yeah.
That we're like collaboration experts.
Right, right. Hey, David, I need the website, please.
It's BMC Associates. Boy, Mary, Charlie Associates, bmcassociates.com.
.com. And, hey, listen, the book is called Partnership Charter. You got some new technology. We'll talk about that next time you come out, okay?
Sounds good.
David Gage, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection, especially in your partner.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.